But right now we've got Murray Olds, Australian correspondent with us. Hey, Maz.
Afternoon to you, Heather.
This curfew that's being imposed on the young ones in Alice Springs, when does it kick in?
Well, it started already, and it's to run, where are my notes here? It's to run for 14 days. Now, the curfew was imposed. Everybody under 18 has to be off the street at night time. It's aimed at stopping what the locals are saying, local business, local townsfolk are saying. It's more than a crime wave, it's a tsunami of violence, was the quote I heard this morning. Law-breaking by teenagers, just about out of control. Almost every one of these young people we're seeing night after night, or have been up until now, is an Indigenous kid. Car theft, assaults, damage, you name it. The other day, horrifying, on Tuesday night, frankly, it was horrifying vision. These people were holed up inside a pub, and these young kids were outside hammering away, trying desperately to get in, using all sorts of weapons. Now, the Northern Territory government's under pressure. They simply can't get enough police officers, not enough safe places either for these children to go. I mean, you got this handful of coppers who were supposed to go out there and grab these kids off the street and take them home. Well, if home is a hopeless, dysfunctional place that's racked by grog and by drugs, well, it's not a safe place for that child. I mean, why isn't a kid of 15 at home at night? So are there enough safe places in town? Well, no, there are not. So goodness knows how you're going to solve this. This has not just happened overnight, Heather. This has been a long time coming. The federal government, the opposition howling, oh, you've got to send in the army, you've got to send in the federal police. Well, the federal government says, listen, it's not our problem. It's a problem for the Northern Territory. The federal government's pouring money in, tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, in fact, in terms of new housing. They think housing is one of the key problems here. There's not enough good housing. So anyway, you know, it's a mess in Alice Springs. Nothing seems to have worked up until now. This curfew, I guess, is designed as a bit of a circuit breaker. But spare a thought for the young policemen and women who are out there night after night trying to keep the peace. It's a bloody hopeless, hopeless task.
Sounds pretty rough. Maz, what's going on with the Aussie rules player and players in the cocaine?
Well, hello, young people. Taking cocaine? No. Well, yes, yes. And guess what the Australian Football League has done? The AFL, all the Aussie rules, the Collingwoods, the Sydney Swans, they've been hiding it. Well, who would have thought that? And it's all been under this cloak of, oh, it's about player welfare and doctor-patient confidentiality and whatnot. Well, there were two young Sydney Swans, female Sydney Swans players, busted only the other night. There's an operation that's been running for years and here in Sydney. You can text the number. Joe Bloggs will turn up in a little Hyundai or something, and guess what? He's got coke for sale. Little bags of coke. Yes, yes, all packaged up. Oh. And these, I looked it up. I don't know myself the cost of cocaine in Sydney, but it goes, I'm told, from $250 to $400 a gram. Who can afford it? Well, not, you know, poor old hard-working stiffs who are working 9 to 5, but the people who can are young, well-paid athletes who've got plenty of time on their hands. And this business, I mean, it's exposed, Heather, the hypocrisy of the AFL bosses. They've been turning a blind eye to this. They know these young kids, and they are kids. You know, they're 21, 22. Yeah. They want a good night out. Cocaine gets out of your system pretty quickly, and you get a pretty good high in a hurry. It's not like you're out boozing all night, because that's in your system for a lot longer, and you don't play as well.
Yeah.
But cocaine, it gets them off. And young people all over Australia are doing it. So I have no idea why the AFL seems to think it's a real shock horror. It's not a shock horror. You've known about it all along.
Maz,
so I think
You telling me you can order your cocaine kind of like Uber Eats?
Absolutely you can. Hmm. I could, if you came around this afternoon, I could get you a glass of wine and a few lines of coke in about half an hour.
Do you know what the number is, Maz?
I'm not going to give it out over the air.
Do you know what the number is, Maz? What are you doing with that
number,
phone
no
number?
No worries at all.
Oh, wow. You dark horse, aren't you? Okay, Maz, thanks. See you later, Murray Olds, Australia correspondent. Gee whiz, all Maz's friends from New Zealand are going to be expecting a big party at his house when they go around. Heather, so the rainbow flag is more sacred than the treaty. Are we in upside down land? Heather, read the pedestrian crossing. Who killed baby Ruth? As if, like, as in to say, there are more important things. I take your point.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.